This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today on the program, we're speaking with Don M. Barclay, an award-winning author who has spent a career working in different aspects of the travel industry. Her new book is Traveling Different: Vacation Strategies for Parents of the Anxious, the Inflexible, and the Neurodiverse. And Don, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Well, thanks so much for having me.
Our pleasure, and thanks for your time. So, Don, tell us what actually inspired you to write this book, Traveling Different.
You know, I was in the travel industry since I was 2 years old. So when I had children, I had no intention of stopping travel. I thought it was important for my children to travel and be global citizens and learn about the world, but they had different ideas. They were anxious and inflexible, which is partly why the title is the way it is. And I started doing some research back in the early 2000s about how to help them, because I believe there should be a book for every topic. So I interviewed some leaders in neurodiversity. I spoke to Dr. Ellen Littman, who's very large in ADHD circles. I spoke to someone who was very big in autism. And then I kind of hit a wall because there weren't a lot of people to speak to. And it's not like you can go up to various doctors and say, let me speak to your clients or your patients. So it wasn't until a group called IBCCES created a designation called the Certified Autism Travel Professional, or CATP, that I knew exactly how I could write this book. Because most of those people who have dedicated at least a portion of their travel practice to helping this population are special needs parents themselves. And they introduced me to their clients. And by 2019, there was a lot more information on the internet and a lot more groups of people that I could speak to. And then there was a handy little pandemic that sidelined us all for 2 years, which gave me a lot of time to write the book.
Yeah, I'm sure it gave you some time to write the book, and we're thankful that you made the effort to do so. How can parents start small to introduce the concept of travel to children?
Yeah, that's so important, because you just can't spring a trip onto a child, whether they're neurotypical or neurodiverse, because children cling to routine and they like predictability, and travel is anything but, you know, routine and predictable. So when you start to get the child excited about travel, you can buy books with, like, picture books with their favorite characters and travel situations. Your local librarian can help you pick them out. I have a number of them mentioned in the book. You can do role play in different, you know, situations, like don't kick the chair in front of you on an airplane. You can use technology and see a video of any portion of the trip in advance, which is great because videos exist for every aspect of every vacation. And so you can actually show the child what the airport's going to look like, what the outside and inside of the hotel is going to look like. So everything is familiar by the time you get there. And you can also do something which I call mini experiences. So before you take a cruise, maybe you take a ferry ride. Before you take a long camping trip, maybe you set out a tent in the backyard. And before you spend a lot of money on a hotel in a foreign city, maybe you spend a night at a friend's house so the child can experience what it's like to sleep in a bed that's not their own, in a room that's not their own. So right away, you'll see where the triggers arise, whether it's that they need the texture and the scent of the sheets and blankets from home, or the toiletries from home, or even if they need a fan in the room, or perhaps that's something that could block out the noise from the hallway if you have a fan. So, or nightlight, all those things are going to become evident and put you in a better position to plan the longer trip.
Some real fantastic information there. Really appreciate that. Now, also, how can they best prepare for their vacation? Get into some details there.
You know, you have to think of every aspect of the vacation, from where you're going, you know, from leaving the house to coming back, and figure out again where the triggers might be for your child. If you have a child that doesn't like crowds and noise and strange scents, like perfume, then maybe when you land in your destination city, you don't take the free bus from the airport to the hotel, which is going to be filled with a lot of people that you don't know. maybe you get a rental car, or maybe you get an Uber, but you try to take care of issues like that in advance. A lot of destinations now are also providing signage, especially if they're certified autism centers. So you'll know in advance what it smells like before you go to the area where the seals are being fed. So you can make that decision if your child's going to be able to tolerate that smell, or where the places in the theme parks are where it's a little quieter and it's a low sensory area, because autism is a sensory issue. There, like 91% of kids with autism have sensory problems. So you're going to want to consider where the sounds are, where the lights are, where the noises are. And then other ways to prepare might be that if your child has never been to the beach and you're going to the beach on vacation, maybe you go to a local craft store and buy some sand and a tarp and have the child walk on sand in your backyard so they can experience what that'll feel like. Or if you're, say, in Florida and you're going to Alaska, maybe you practice in advance wearing layered clothing, because these are all things that the child's not familiar with. So the book goes into all of that.
Tremendous ideas here and a lot of information that folks have never even thought of. So we really appreciate your sharing some of the tidbits there that's within the book today. We're speaking with Don M. Barclay, an award-winning author who has spent a career working in different aspects of the travel industry. Her new book is Traveling Different: Vacation Strategies for Parents of the Anxious, the Inflexible, and the Neurodiverse, here on eHealth Radio's Family and Travel News Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, how can parents create a child-centric vacation?
You know, that's a great question, and it's so important, because the plan for the vacation is normally that you want to create memories and a bonding experience. So you want to get the child on board. You want to pace the trip so that you're not trying to cram in five things every day, five attractions, which is what you might have done before you had kids. What you want to do is go by what the child can, you know, tolerate. So it might be that you do one or two attractions a day and spend the afternoon by the pool or in front of the TV, because that gives the child a chance to decompress and you all can spend some time together. You can also, you know, figure out several vacation options, hopefully with the help of a certified autism travel professional. And I do list in the book where you can find these great people. And figure out where you want to go, maybe two or three options, and then let the child decide, because there's no wrong answer. You've already vetted all the options. And now they've got some skin in the game and a vested interest in the trip going well. You can do the same thing for your daily activities and have them choose some part of it. And also, if your child has a special interest or passion, and a large percentage of children on the spectrum do, maybe you revolve the trip around that special interest. So if they love dinosaurs, why not go to a destination that's got a great dinosaur museum or a natural history museum and make that the cornerstone of the trip, so the child has something special just for them to look forward to.
Excellent. Once again, Don. Now, what are some safety tips you recommend when traveling? This is an aspect that most people don't even think about when it comes to travel.
Yeah, there are scattered all through the book, but just to give you a smattering, it's always a good idea to perhaps sew a GPS into your children's clothing, to write your name and phone number on their arm and cover it with liquid bandage so it doesn't get sweated off or rained off. Take pictures of the kids every morning in the clothes that they're wearing that day, so that if they do get away, they're easier to identify. And, you know, if you're going to stay at a hotel, say with a sliding door or a cruise with a balcony, there are locks with alarms that you can get. So if somebody opens that door, you're made aware of it. So you can stop a problem before it starts. Though if I had a child and I was traveling, I probably wouldn't get a room with a balcony.
For those that do read the book and want to get updates, how can readers get updates to the information contained in the book?
Yeah, that's a great question, because it was really hard for me to stop writing because things keep changing all the time. So I have a website called travelingdifferent.com, and that's traveling with one L. And on there, I publish original content and I update the book and I supplement the book. And on there, you can also find various appearances or various articles I've written, as well as how to hire me if you're interested in having me speak to your special needs group or parenting group. A lot of information on there that's helpful, and also where to buy the book.
Again, listeners, it is travelingdifferent.com. Don, we want to thank you for what you do and for taking a moment to be with us here today on eHealth Radio. Hopefully, we can have you back in the future with various updates as well.
Thank you again.
Anytime. We've been speaking with Don M. Barclay, an award-winning author of her new book titled Traveling Different: Vacation Strategies for Parents of the Anxious, the Inflexible, and the Neurodiverse. And again, for all the details and for updates, visit travelingdifferent.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.